a feeling of dominion with you. That's why he left the giants. Physically, but spiritually, they are finished. So what God expects you to do is to run towards the giant. He said, but my sword is strong. That's fine. Carry your small sword. Approach the giant. Just do like this. Heaven will do the rest. Heaven will do the rest. That will be the proof of grace. That your results are more than commensurate to your effort. But you need to make the effort. Oga ego, you need to flap those wings so that the wind can have work to do. As long as you stay perched on that tree, no one is going to carry you anywhere. You must be action-oriented. Obey the Holy Spirit. Okay? So, James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials and temptations. The first time I read that as a young Christian, I was alarmed. I should count it. I should see that I'm seeing trouble. Oh yeah, he says, knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience, and let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So, when you understand the purpose of the storm, you get excited. Because you are about to enjoy a promotion. Did I hear you say amen to that? I arrived at the airport at a European city some 9 years ago, January. We were opening our office in Europe for the first time that week. I was going in for just 2 days. And like a joke, they stopped me at the airport. I thought it was a joke. Especially because I had just left the same airport 9 days before with the family. We spent Christmas in the same country. Then they began to take me through rounds of questioning. Check through the whole of my luggage. Pass me to another officer. That one came back and said, they said I should check through your luggage. Check through everything again. What is going on? Interviewed me and eventually put me at the detention center. Canceled my 5-year visa. I said, you must return to Nigeria. So, I went to sit at detention center. I was calm. The question I asked was, Holy Spirit, what is this about? I didn't see this coming. He said, I'm going to move you in a direction that you would not have gone if this had not happened. I said, fine. So something good will come out of this. You know, when they told Jesus, your friend Lazarus is sick and is about to die, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but that the Son of Man should be glorified thereby. I'm going to soar to a higher level by the time this thing is over. So, by the time we were done, the flight to Lagos had gone. The next flight was to Abuja. So I said, put me on the Abuja flight. In the night. So I was there the whole day. Having a nice time with the Holy Spirit. When I came back, when we landed in Abuja, as I was walking out of the aircraft, the head of the cabin crew, and by the way, they told me when they were taking me to the aircraft that they would not give me my passport. That my passport will be handed over to me by the crew after we had left UK airspace. I said, no problem. So when the head of the cabin crew came, she said, Reverend, what happened? I said, don't worry, it's just a little itch. We'll get over it. When I landed in Abuja, so as I was getting out of the door, she said, Reverend, well, I'm sorry. You will have to go with these two gentlemen from the Nigerian immigration. They have a few questions to ask you. So they had informed Nigeria Immigration that they had a customer on the flight. When the two gentlemen saw me, they said, "Ah, Daddy, Daddy, what happened? What happened?" I said, "Let's go. I'll tell you the story. Let's go." See, the point was, every trip I had made to that country up until that time was for vacation or to preach. This was the first time ever we were opening office in a new country and in a new continent. It was spiritual warfare. It was about to take over a new territory. So after I got back, then I, okay, so Lord, what next? What next? What next? What next? What next? In 3 months later, I was back in the same country. Long and short of it. In other words, it did not last for long. And when I just thought about it, I said, you know, I'm not even, you know what? To confess, I decided to fight. I said, okay, I'm not going to apply for visitor's visa again. I applied for residency, a resident visa, and got it. And then after 1 year, I left it. That was not the plan. So I'm just saying, I don't know what the storm is that someone is facing. I don't know what you think is the trouble, what you think is the struggle, what you think is the challenge. It didn't come to take you down. It came to take you up. But what will ultimately determine where you go, whether up or down, is what you believe. Very important. Someone said that in the face of adversity, some grow for crutches, others develop wings. The crutch is something you lean on. It's an excuse. The reason why things are not working is because this happened to me. But the same thing happened to other people. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, there is no temptation that has taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to bear. But he will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape. Let me tell you what it's about. That challenge is the same reason why people will listen to you very soon. You've been trusting God for a child. Okay. Your getting a child will not come by flapping. It's going to come through the power of the Holy Spirit. Mary asked the angel, "How will these things be? Seeing I don't know a man. I've not known a man." He said, "The Holy Ghost will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow thee." He said, "And that thing which shall be conceived of thee shall be called the Son of the Highest." Listen, your victory will not be a product of you. It will be a product of grace. That's the problem. If you've been designed to soar and you are flapping, you can't rise to the height that God wants you to take you to. The Christian life is designed to be run on the platform of grace. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Hebrews 4:3, "And he who has entered into his rest has ceased from his own works, seeing that the works were what? Finished from the foundation of the world." So I tell people, I am committed to do only work that has been finished. Only if I'm doing anything and it's becoming difficult, I step back. Holy Spirit, what is this about? If he says, go ahead, I dive into it. Rejoicing and knowing that a testimony is coming out of it. But not all winds are your wind. If he says, step back, I leave it. Paul the Apostle said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 7, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body." Wow. So I came to tell someone Romans chapter 8 verse 18, for we reckon that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that will be revealed in us. It's amazing the grace that we enjoy traveling around the world today. Sometimes it's just beautiful the way it works sometimes. It's amazing. After being put in detention at an airport, last year my wife and I went to Trinidad and Tobago. And they said we needed visa. And I said, so while we were planning to apply for visa, the pastor in Canada that the people in Trinidad and Tobago linked to get across to us called on the phone. I said, sir, something amazing happened. They were having a meeting in Trinidad and Tobago, and somebody mentioned about the need for them to send you a letter of invitation for your visa. One bishop there said, what? Pastor Sam Adeyemi is coming here? You mean he's coming? He needs a visa? Leave that to me. Can you help me to get the photocopies of their data pages, their passport data pages? He wrote a letter to the presidency attaching the data pages of our passports, copies of our passports, informing the presidency that these couple that are coming are highly honorable people that are going to add massive value to the country of Trinidad and Tobago. And he was requesting for a visa waiver so that we could get our visa on arrival. The presidency approved. They scanned the letter of approval and sent it to us. So that's how we went to. Landed, arrived. We were in the immigration crew when an immigration officer just came. We were in the queue on the line when an immigration officer came and said, are they hearing me? We said, yes, sir. Can you please follow me? Took us out of the line, straight to a booth. The man was attending to somebody else. Once he was done, as he asked us for our documents, another immigration officer just showed up and told him to please stand up. I saw drama that day. There was another immigration officer that had been fully briefed on what to do with our case. So that one came, told him to just shut down, sign out, told him to stand up, came, took care of us straight, paid this at that booth and come back. We entered. Easy. That thing, that challenge that I had at that airport, led to me hearing God about our global apostolic ministry. And from there on, it's been amazing the way it's working. So I came to say here, as I close, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void. Remember, the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving on the face of the waters. As chaotic as it was, Holy Spirit was there. When the divine command came, let there be light, there was light. As difficult as you think your situation is, Holy Spirit is there. Pay attention to the wind. Don't waste your storm. There is a wind inside you that is bigger than the wind outside. Woohoo! Thank you, Jesus. If you will stay in tune with the Spirit of God, you will ride this wind. Tomorrow you will put your story in a book. People will buy it all over the world. When I teach people today how to prosper financially, at first I can see, especially for the person that is hearing me for the first time, I can see, you know, the skepticism on their faces. That God will bless you, God can prosper you. You know, they'll be looking at me. I know what they are thinking. Why will you not say that? When God has blessed you like this. So you know what I do? I just jump into my story. My dad was okay, was a civil servant. My family was fine. Then my dad went into business, you know, as a building contractor. That's why I went to study civil engineering in school, because I was already a director on the company. I was not supposed to come out to look for work from anybody. It's just that by the time I finished school, the business had vamoosed, crashed. The family's situation became bad. Oh, that was when I tasted poverty. Did I say taste? When you taste something, you just feel it briefly and it goes. That one was more than. I drank it. I ate it. Eh? My mom would wake up in the morning and go to people selling raw food materials in the neighborhood to buy raw food on credit. We woke up on a Christmas morning and there was absolutely nothing. I mean, when you are broke, at least you have gari. There was no grain of gari in our house. Christmas morning. It was our neighbor that gave us a big loaf of bread that we shared and drank water. Christmas morning. I tell people, I brushed my teeth without toothpaste. I put salt on it to brush my teeth. When I get into that dimension of the story, I get people's attention. Eh? Okay. So, and then I know what is going on inside them, what the Holy Spirit is doing. So he was where I am. Now he is where he is. He can tell me how to get from where I am to where he is. Listen to him. What was supposed to make me cry, what was supposed to break me down, what was supposed to make me a non-entity, became what the Holy Spirit used to push me up and to make me someone people want to listen to. So I'm prophesying, I'm prophesying, I'm prophesying, I'm prophesying. In the name of Jesus Christ, everything you've been through will not be wasted. The wind of the Holy Spirit is coming under somebody's wings tonight. From this conference, you will hear God like you never did before. I prophesy the heavens are opened over you. I prophesy for someone new visions, new dreams. Receive enlargement of hearts. Enlargement of hearts. Samuel anointed Saul. And told him, when you live here, the signs will show things have changed for you. I'm prophesying that here. The signs will show for someone. That grace has now engaged your life. The application you submitted a long time ago that they have forgotten. Just because somebody doesn't know you, you have no connection. In the next 7 days, that application will come to somebody's attention. Somebody is getting a phone call from where you are not expecting. The signs will show now that grace is now at work in your life. Saul and his father's servant had been searching and searching for these lost donkeys. 1 Samuel 9. They went through the land of Ephraim, went through the mountains, went through the land of Shalim, the land of Shalisha, the mountains of Ephraim. They came to the land of Zuf. They couldn't find donkey until the servant said, there's a man of God. But once they met the man with the prophetic mantle, and the anointing came on Saul. Said, now, you will see signs now. That the days of struggling are over. The days of grace are here. The days of soaring are here. He said, as soon as you leave here, you will meet someone that will tell you, the donkeys you were looking all over the place for have relocated themselves. Now they have been found. If God designed for you to get something on the platform of grace, you will never get it by struggling. You won't get it by struggling. You're on the wrong frequency. Psalm 44 verse 3. They did not possess the land by their own sword. It was not their own arm that saved them. It was because you favored them. I love it in the Message Bible. Psalm 44 verse 3. It says, we did not fight for this land. We did not work for it. It was a gift. And you gave it, smiling as you gave it, delighting as you gave it. That's it. Canaan was not designed to be taken through human struggle. It was designed to be a gift. Woohoo! Thank you, Jesus. I prophesy the days of struggling in somebody's life here are over. He said, and you will come to a company of prophets. They'll be prophesying, playing musical instruments. He said, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them. Amazing. So, you will taste grace. You will receive capacity to do things you could never do before. I prophesy on someone here tonight. your brain will begin to function like it never did before. You will be amazed. When you read the Bible now, you will see things there you never saw before. The days of being terrorized in your dreams are over for someone. Your imagination is now the Holy Spirit's platform for projecting heaven's videos in the mighty name of Jesus. Call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know. I prophesy. I know God blessed you before, but now you have come to a new level, a new dimension. I prophesy under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. You will see things you never saw before. You will see yourself in a way you never saw yourself before. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy your season of favor is here. Your season of promotion is here. The days of lack are over for someone. The days of struggling in the area of finance is over. I understand what I'm talking about. I usually tell people the story of the day I was in the UK. You know, was it my second visit or so? And we were preparing to go to church, to the service, and I just felt something in the pocket of the suit that I had on, and I checked, it was an envelope. I checked, I saw $1,000 there. I said, hey. I couldn't even remember when I put the envelope there. All by myself in the hotel, I said, Amy. I had $1,000 in an envelope, and I didn't even know that my money was missing. You know what I did? I just prostrated on the road. I said, Lord, thank you. Even if I wanted to deny it, I cannot. Things have changed. I used to search through the pockets of all my shirts and all my trousers, looking for money that was not missing. Check through my Bible and all my books, just hoping that I forgot 5 naira. Now, it's now become a common thing for me to, I will just see money here, I see there that I put there, I didn't even remember, I forgot the time I put it there, I put, now wow, I'm prophesying over someone, I'm sharing somebody's testimony. I am sharing somebody's testimony. Between now and next year's anniversary, by the Spirit of God, as you choose to focus on the Holy Spirit, the wind beneath your wings, you will attract income you have never attracted in your life before. That's what the Holy Spirit told me. Record-breaking income. And the next 1 year will be the least stressful for you so far. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will not waste time. You will not waste energy. You will not waste your money. You will just do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. The big breakthroughs will come in abundance. I prophesy by the Spirit of God. Whatever is in anyone's life that is not part of the design that God put there, I banish those things tonight. Every spirit of oppression goes. In the name of Jesus Christ, I call you blessed, highly favored of God, empowered by God to prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Very soon, someone that thought they knew you will realize they didn't know you. Samuel said, Saul, people will see you. They will say, is Saul also among the prophets? Sorry, it's not my fault. It's just my tongue. So there's someone here. All those that thought they knew you. But there's someone here. You've been in a particular location for a long time. Geographically, career-wise, maritally, people can predict if they come tomorrow, they will meet you there. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ, between now and the next anniversary, heaven will change your location. I see people changing locations. I see people changing positions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Give Jesus a big hand.